Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Don't know where to start with no-till? Want to make more confident decisions? Well, learn from experienced producers and soil health experts at the Beginning No-Till Producers Workshop, Monday, January 23rd in Salina, Kansas. Get tips on crop residues, rotations, equipment, livestock integration, cover crops, soil testing, and fertility. Registration is $100, sponsored by Arrow Seed. Then stay for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 24th and 25th. Register at notill.org.
Attention Dish Network customers, from all of us at News 9, we're saddened to know you aren't receiving CBS. Unfortunately, Dish has a history of blacking out channels during negotiations. More than 144 TV stations have experienced this. We aren't the first. Dish wants to increase their profit from selling you our signal. We're simply asking Dish to treat us the same as they treat bigger out-of-state companies. Call Dish at 1-855-318-0572 and demand to get your CBS back.
It's a trend that we've been seeing happening for the last several years. Fewer acres of wheat being seeded in the fall compared to the previous year. But in the fall of 2016, it was almost breathtaking the number of acres that were not seeded to winter wheat, down 10% nationally and fully 10 to 13% under a year ago here in the Southern Plains. Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, says it is a big surprise.
I was surprised by that. You look at Oklahoma down 10% from last year, down to 4.5 million acres. And what everybody's talking about on these acreages is how long it's been since we've been this low. Now, Oklahoma was below 4.5 in 1962, and then you got to go back to 1934. But you look at Kansas, 7.4 million acres, down 13%. It's been 1911 since Kansas has planted less acres than that. You look at all hard red winter wheat, it was 1909 since we've been down to the 23.3 million acres. So I think we expect it to be down, and you can look at the trade numbers. You know, they were looking at 34.1 million acres of winter wheat. It came in at 32.4. Hard red winter wheat, they were looking at 25 million acres. It came in at 23.3. I think this is a big surprise to the market and the market reaction.
OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson, indeed, Kansas City hard red winter wheat futures up sharply yesterday. The new crop July was up 14 cents on strong commercial buying after the reports were released. We've got ice storm watches and warnings across a lot of our territory today. Many schools and other activities have shut down in anticipation of the storms. For example, AFR canceling their farm and ranch forum at the Enid Farm Show for today. We are a week away from Inauguration Day for President-elect Donald Trump, and we still do not know who his Secretary of Agriculture will be. The USDA slot is the last department head to be named to his cabinet. While this week he has met with leaders of Bayer and Monsanto as they pitch the benefits of their proposed $66 billion merger to the president-elect. The Trump transition team continues to insist that the president wants a strong Secretary of Agriculture and that he's doing his due diligence to make sure that he gets the right person. They've talked to several folks. Former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue has been mentioned more than once as a possible leading candidate, but Trump has also met with Elsa Morano, Undersecretary of Agriculture for Food Safety during the George W. Bush era, as well as Chuck Connor, head of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. All possibilities. You've got farm news on Ron. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has planned a special meeting in January.
January 24th, we're going to have a winter policy meeting.
It'll be held at the Embassy Suites at 741 North Phillips Avenue in Oklahoma City near the OU Medical Center. OCA's Michael Kelsey tells us,
we're really excited about it. We encourage OCA members to participate. It's a one-day deal. It'll be real intense that we're going to come up, roll our sleeves, work hard for the day, and then go home and finish chores that evening.
And more details available at okcattlemen.org. And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.